This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. If you are someone who spends a lot of time on TikTok, then you might be familiar with our next story. It is about a corner on this app devoted to restaurant and fast food hacks. What is that, you ask? Well, it can be a lot of things. Sometimes they are viral videos of people sharing a fun play on menu items, like, hey, go to Waffle House and ask for bacon melt with waffles instead of bread. Or maybe they're inflation-related hacks, like, here's how you can save money if you go to this restaurant. Whatever they might be, these videos, from the restaurant perspective, can either be wonderful for business or an absolute pain. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that story.
Susie Vinette recently worked at a Starbucks in Austin, Texas, and she noticed this pattern. In the morning, she'd get her regulars, ordering a drip coffee or a latte. But in the afternoon, after school let out, the kids would descend on the store. And the orders, they'd get complicated.
They're picked up by their mom and they're in the backseat of the car and they're, you know, reading off the instructions to their mom at the drive-thru. Or they come into the lobby and they order these bananas drinks and they look at me like I'm this geriatric weirdo that, like, I'm like, can you say it again? Wait, go back.
She says a lot of young customers, they would order drinks like the Mermaid Frappuccino, the Medicine Ball, Taylor Swift's drink. Every order would end with a selfie because these drinks, they start on TikTok. Right now, the Barbie drink is all the rage. And if you're on TikTok, you know how these videos go. People lay text over the video and set it to a song. And the song of choice? I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. The Barbie drink is, deep breath, a venti vanilla cream frappuccino with 3 pumps of vanilla, 3 pumps of raspberry, half and half, mixed with freeze-dried dragon fruit, topped with whipped cream, and more dragon fruit. It is incredibly pink.
In the end, these people are coming out with like $8 drinks that like started at like $4, and they just customize wildly.
Menu hacks have always been a feature of fast food. A double-double animal style with well-done fries, anyone? But Alex Suskin, who directs the Food and Beverage Institute at Cornell, says the combination of social media and digital ordering has made it easier for people to Frankenstein together new foods. Even he has a go-to hack at McDonald's.
You order a double quarter pounder and a 4-piece McNugget, and you basically put the nuggets on the sandwich, and you basically have a chicken burger.
Suskin says these word-of-mouth trends, some of them are combinations customers have discovered. Others are actually created and planted by the companies themselves to create hype.
Restaurant companies have always been aware of the value of being on the inside, right? Creating something where you know something that other people don't know, and that creates a sense of, uniqueness. It creates an added value.
Added value, yes, and sometimes chaos. Tressie Lieberman is VP of Digital Marketing at Chipotle.
People are always trying to hack the menu. And when there's a lot of different items on the side, it can actually slow down the line.
Not all hacks are about fun and excess. Some are hacks to save money. Take the $3 burrito hack at Chipotle. It involved ordering a single taco, ordering tons of free and cheap sides, and assembling the burrito yourself. Chipotle banned the order because, well, $3 burrito. And also because fast food margins are all about speed, the predictable assembly line. Anything unusual slows it down. But hacks are also a great form of marketing and menu development. Take last summer when content creator Alexis Frost ordered a steak quesadilla with fajita veggies and a side of queso.
Tastes just like a Philly cheesesteak. 10.
Other creators picked up the trend, and Frost says, before you know it,
I mean, it just really broke Chipotle.
It became so popular that Chipotle added it to the online menu. It's even labeled as seen on TikTok. Since then, Chipotle has seen digital sales hit their all-time high. Most of those customers also signed up for digital rewards. And for Chipotle, digital rewards means data. Frost got something out of it, too, a business partnership. The former high school math teacher says she makes anywhere from $5,000 to $35,000 from these types of deals. Still, most of her content is on her own, hacking menus from the front seat of her car, with care.
I can understand how that could probably be really frustrating to someone that's working and like trying to do all these things, right?
She says she usually orders most of the items separate and assembles them herself. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.